lives out in the country, and he doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody sort of notices him. What would you call him? He's from really out in the country.
This is called out in the country?
Uh-huh.
This like I'm out in the country from Yale City.
Uh-huh.
I was born and raised and stayed in the country all the time. Uh-huh. And I styled myself going to town.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wouldn't call myself a citizen in the city.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call yourself a countryman or Hoosier?
I'd call myself a countryman.
Uh-huh.
You call a white person a Hoosier. You call the poor white man a Hoosier.
Uh-huh.
He's out in the country, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What? Any other words for poor whites? There's Hoosier and...
Hoosier and the cracker and the redneck and...
Peckerwood.
And a swigum smacker. Swigum smacker. Swigum smacker.
What does that mean?
That just means a name for the poor white man. And, you know, you hunt sweet gum.
Uh-huh.
Way back in our days, you didn't find no bought gum.
Uh-huh.
You'd hunt your chewing gum, boil it up and keep it.
Uh-huh.
And you'd give your children some to chew. You'd keep that all through the year to chew gum.
Come off a gum tree. It's a gum tree, and when a tree cut, gum runs out.
Uh-huh.
Some of the prettiest gum you ever chewed.
Chew it. It was good too. They don't see none of it now.
Huh. Then they call it make a white man mad or anything. But anyway, he'd say, "You're a sweet little snacker, you oughtn't have done it." Something like that, you know. That mm-hmm. could give them a abused name.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it would give them a peckerwood. You know, that mm-hmm. wasn't natural. Well, that is another name.
I never heard that before.
No, well, that's right. That's news a whole lot of people would be on your what you call.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about the French people down in Louisiana? What do you call them?
Well, you wouldn't. I wouldn't have. I don't know much different than names I'd call the Louisiana people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
quite natural. That's right, John, our state. Just like Alabama, or Georgia, or Arkansas, mm-hmm. or any of the southern states, you don't have much name that I could call them but peoples.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear Cooney or Cooney or Cooney ass?
Cootie.
Cooney or Cooney ass?
Cooney.
Mm-hmm.
Cooney, she said.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Cooney ass. That's as far as I know about that, that is called Cooney Island. That is somewhere in a foreign state. That is an island, as far as I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is an island, and then that island was called Cooney Island.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it. It might seem very fun on a tape, but to my young days, it was called Kulai. And then I used, in my young days, working on the railroad, I used to hear the boys sing about, "I'm going to Cooney Island." That was somewhere in the foreign states I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell you much about it.
Something that they get from the salt water, the kind of seafood that they get.
That you get from the salt water.
Mm-hmm. That they get from the Gulf.